اللي بقى هم قاعد حاطي لي first few words in Finnish then we change in English. Hei vaan kaikille, te tiedätte miksi olette täällä. You know why you are here. Hopefully. Eli me ollaan siis esittelemässä työvälineitä, joita te voitte niissä e-education-hankehakemuksissa ne käyttää. Jos te koette näitä tarpeelliseksi. Se on tämä niin istunnon tavoite. First, I'm going to show you about Pedanet. I'm Tero Pelkonen from mikä KTL, koulutuksen tutkimuslaitos on englanniksi. Finnish Education, Research of Education. And we have team Pedanet who develops learning platform. And because we have so short time now, I think few basic elements which I tell you about Pedanet, and then our student Mari Koskela tells you Pedanet in point of students point of view. So if you are interested in Pedanet, then take you can call or send email me and take a little bit longer time to tell the specific items and tools and things. Pedanet is owned by Jyväskylä University. It's developed, built, maintained here in Jyväskylä. All Pedanet developers are part of Jyväskylä University faculties. What should I tell in English? More.
I think that was good for now. Maybe I continue.
I had only one thing, and then I
hold on.
Then I leave speech to you. We are basically working in the municipalities, primary schools, basically, and there's 119 municipalities in Finland which uses Pedanet platform. So we are quite widespread in Finland. But in our own university we are mainly in teachers' education, not so widespread in our own university. Suutarin kengät vertaus sopii aika hyvin tähän tilanteeseen. But now, student point of view in situation which I hope raises some questions.
So, welcome everyone from my behalf. My name is Mari Koskela and should you have any questions, just ask. So, a little bit of my history. I'm a Finnish language and literature student here in Jyväskylä University. And I'm going to be a Finnish teacher someday, but I have a bit longer study path in my history. So first when I came into university, I came in with the physics. So this was the original place where I studied. Then I continued to language departments, and now I'm studying in literature as my major. And that means that I've seen a bit of everything. And when I'm talking about different systems our university use, I know really a bit what I'm talking about because I've been in different departments. Last year I did my education studies, so I had this kind of a practice course where I needed to choose some place to do the practice work, and I didn't want to go to school, so I instead choose to go to Pedanet, and that's why I'm familiar now with the system. Yeah, our university here uses many kind of different systems, as I think you all are aware of. We have Optima, then we use Moodle, we have Koppa, we have ePortfolio system. A bit different purposes, of course, but still, of course, Korppi for choosing the different kind of courses. And every now and then we need to use some other different systems like Google Drive, for example. So switching between the different systems, I think it's wonderful that you learn a lot about different systems, but here, unfortunately, it's rarely when you get the chance to actually get some really good instructions how to use the system. You somebody just tells you that you can find all the information regarding the course from the COPPA or whatever Optima, and then you just need to know how to use. You need to know where to find it and how to use it. And when you are using this many different systems, as I told you, it means that unfortunately every now and then the concentration from the subject that we are actually studying transfers to how to use the system. We are not concentrating what we are studying, we are concentrating how we use the system so that we could study. And I think it's not the ideal situation. So why I'm talking about this is that in BetterNet system we have the options that we need that would actually do all the jobs that the different systems do. Basically what we need when we use these different systems are an opportunity to publish something. Every now and then students publish something, but also teacher needs to have some channel where they put all the information and everything. So we need to publish something. Then the second thing is that we need to have a place for to do work in a group, like some inter-work together. And the third reason why we need this kind of a system is that we need to return all the documents, all the things we do in the school for the teacher. And fourth reason why we need this kind of a different systems is that we kind of gather some kind of a CV throughout the studies. So, for example, in my case, when I'm a teacher student, it means that here in your university, we need to do actual training things for the pupils in the school. So we do exercises and things like this, which could actually really help us when we go to the real work after the university. But when I return the works in the COPPA environment or in the Optima, once I graduate, I'm kicked out from all the systems, so goodbye all the work I did. I won't see it ever again. So I think if we could just have a system that preserves our accounts, all the work we do, so on, it would really help us when we transfer, when we go to the real work after this university life. So here comes BetterNet then. It means that when you do an account to BetterNet environment, it's for a lifetime. It's not for it's not like university account separately from the comprehensive school account, but you do it for the lifetime. So it means that now, as Tero told you, we have many municipalities using the BetterNet system already in the comprehensive school and secondary school, also in upper secondary school. And that means that some students who come to our university have already accounts, have already done some exercises, so on, so they have already gathered material there. And then one bonus side is that they already know how to use the system, so their concentration can be in what we do instead of how we do it. Yeah, and the other thing, when you use something that you're gonna preserve for a lifetime, your reactions and how you want to learn it is way different from if you know that you are kicked out soon. So, for example, this e-portfolio that our university uses, it's a bit complicated to use, let's say so, and. Well, for example, what comes to my case, when we needed to learn to use it, I fortunately, I'm a bit like a digi native, not, I don't know what it even means, but I regard myself as a one, but my friends totally are not, so I spent really hours helping the friends, and that meant that I just basically did all the things for them, because they it's not point to learn to use the system when you know that you'll be kicked out in 2 years, also whenever you graduate. So, but here you can preserve everything for the lifetime. And what else? Well, we have different kind of the tools, as Tero mentioned, but I won't show them now because we have so little time. But if you want to get to know how BetaNet really works, you can just go and do registrate for the free account and see yourself what you can do. We have basically there is two different spaces you can use. There is this kind of a own personal profile where you can gather all the information from when you are in comprehensive school till when you are in the university till the work life, and then there is like organizational pages where you can depends on what the organization or what, for example, hold the courses and so on. So this is what BetaNet basically is. Do you have any questions now? Also in Finnish language? Okay, I think it was about it. If you do the, if you use this with your students, they will maintain all the info, everything you give for them, even when they leave, and they can hold it as a personal CV when they leave the university, so they don't need to be kicked out anyway, they can just be there. So I think it's really awesome. Thank you.
So
do you have anything?
Show our contact info.
Oh, yeah. So if you are interested, you can just it's also possible to switch the sign language in English or even to Spanish if you happen to speak that. But here in the bottom of the page you can find the contact information. So if you have any questions or anything, please just contact. And that's us. Here you can find the contact info.
Ylin olen minä, vaikka Vesa Haukkuri, tarinttikoulukumaks.
So the first one is really Tero, so it's a bit old. Okay, thank you.
Okay, hello everyone, my name is Mikko Niskanen and I'm from IT Services, and I'll be introducing Moodle and Office 365. So, have you used Moodle before? Is it a little bit? Mm. How about you two? Have you used Moodle before? Mm. So it's you know how to use it. Okay, then I maybe can skip Moodle if you also know how to use it. So there is nothing new in Moodle. Yeah.
Also gives a little bit more time for Vesa. Mm. I think we might have a little bit funding regarding this education. So if you find some useful extensions for Moodle, You should contact us, and we maybe can install them to the Moodle. So let us know if you know something useful extensions in Moodle. So you can activate this Office 365 by going to salasana.juu.fi address. And from there, you just click anyone you want. All of these goes to same place. I don't know why there is so many links that directs to same place. And there you just click the button Activate Office 365 365. Then you can go to address office365.goa.fi, and there you can access to the main page of this. And here you have different programs. There is Yammer, OneDrive, and all the basics Office programs, Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and OneNote, which kind of similar like Notepad. And if you just click one of these, it opens the program and you can create new documents. And the good point in this is there can be many users editing the same page at the same time. So for example, 10 students can edit the same document if they want to. And there will be documentation about the versions, what have been written, and who has done the edit. So you can see that information, and you can also share it from here. You can search people, or you can just get a link for viewing or editing the document. Bad thing is this is localized, so it's always in Finnish. You can't change the language to English because we live in Finland. That's kind of Microsoft policy, but we can't do anything about it. You just have to learn Finnish.
It's proofreading.
Yeah, it's based by location and it knows we are in Finland.
So.
No. Well, if you mean Google thing, you can translate the content in English. That is maybe possible, but.
But if I write directly English, though, is it proofreading?
You can change that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. This one. I thought you
so
meant
the menus are all the problem.
Yeah. Okay, so then we have the OneDrive. This is OneDrive for business, so it is not the same thing as a OneDrive commercial. This is for corporate use. This is a little bit slower. There is less functions, but still you can store your documents to the cloud. This is cloud service. They are located in somewhere in Europe, these files. And from here you can see from who you have shared it and who has edited the document and what are the document names. And you can see documents that have been shared for you. And for last we have this Yammer, what is kind of a corporate Facebook. So have you accounts in Yammer yet? Okay, one has. So this is kind of Facebook. You can create groups in here and you can have discussions, links, post content, kind of like that in Yammer. There is a online chat, so you can chat with any Yammer user if they are online, and if they are offline, it just sends offline message which goes to email. And if you have some people outside this university Yammer, then you can create a network where you can invite people from outside. So this is a tool for communication. Do you have anything to ask from Moodle or?
Do you think a lot of people are using Yammer?
Yeah, quite many are using. Yeah. So anything else?
Thank you.
Actually, you can have five licenses if you take the Office 365. So you can download five Office programs for your tablets, phones, or computer, and it's for students and teachers. Yeah, they can also use, but you can force students to use these services.
Well, we cannot force them to study here.
Yeah, yeah. But yes, they can use this. Okay, then I will give turn to Vesa.
Okay, if you go to this address, you may try something, if it works or not. I'm introducing you to a system we have started about a year ago. And you know this one. This is lecture notes. And I have made lecture notes since 80s. And the idea of lecture notes is that it's a linear material that people can read and understand that when they have read of everything, they know something about the subject. But the problem current days is that people don't want anymore. For some reason, this material, even it has the best user interface what we have. Excuse me?
It works on airplanes.
It works in the airplanes, and you can put notes and so on. So our idea is that how we can combine this and the current world, that we can put interactions inside this. If you open this one, you first see that we have a lecture wall. You can write. Did you get it open?
Yeah.
You can write anything to the lecture wall, and if we are keeping lectures, you can do whatever you use it. Of course, we have a lot of things where you have lecture walls, but it's always different program. It's very hard to teach to use one program to lecture wall and one program to other thing and one program to other thing. It's too much load in the lectures doing so. Okay, and I can normally in my lectures I ask by speaking. I don't write it there. But if I see a question, I'm answering it to the whole audience. Or if I don't have time to answer it, I answer it later, for example, by email or something. That's one part of the interactions. I think I have some English material. I'm not sure if it's open for you, but I go to English material. English material, what we have. You can always go to the main menu pressing the team logo. My course material is, sorry, I should have prepared to the English one. If I go for example this way, don't try to follow me, I just try to find my okay, so the main idea, for example, for me is that the people can read the theory and do the exercises in only one place, don't need to go any other place. And for example, my lecture notes can start by an exercise that try to make a working program moving those things, and then you get your feedback that if you did it correctly or not. We can of course embed videos.
In this video tutorial, we are going to make a game.
Like in every system nowadays, we can have living code so that, for example, already on the first lectures, in my lectures, people can make their first program, or actually this is ready program, and they can try that if it's really, really drawing a yellow ball. And then I can ask them that try to make it so that it draws a red ball. How you make it to draw a red ball? What you need to do?
Change yellow to red.
Like this. And everything what we did now took more than a week in earlier days, that you must install a lot of programs to your computer to do all this. And when you do a printed material, you must always decide that are you printing the important thing there, or are you printing the entire code? And now we don't need to think about that. Now people saw that this is the important part of the code, but to make a real program, you not need to write that code like this. And whatever I'm speaking now, it's from my subject, but don't think that this is only for teaching information systems, that it suits for anything. Just you must find yourself that what interactions you want to use. Let's see how. Okay, they haven't been translated very long. Okay, for example, syntax is very important in programming languages, and normally the lecture notes gives a lot of rules for the syntax, but we can do it opposite. We can do it so that we ask them some questions, that do you think that you can put extra spaces to the beginning of a line? That we have a question that can you put the extra spaces to the beginning of the line, and the student can try what happens, and he sees that okay, the code compiles and runs. It means that he can put it's true that you can put there, for example, before first letter, it's true. Can you put the middle of the word extra spaces, and you see what happens? You get a syntax error, so it means that it's not the correct syntax anymore, so you answer false there. That you can do all those things what we give as a rules, you can study it by yourself, that is it correctly or not. And what's more important, than when you answer it, you get explanations that is it correct or not, and for what reasons. This is many times missing from questionnaires, that what was the reason that you were wrong, that you don't get the wrong idea of things, because if you don't see the explanation, you just remember that I put cross there, and you remember that might be correct, but now you see that it's wrong, and this is the reason why it was wrong. Okay, and then I have 150 pages this, and you can do all those things, and there's some animation of our programming and so on. But you are not interested about programming, so I can leave my program. I have exercises inside the lecture notes, but I have also special exercises outside of the lecture notes, and we call them demos in our system. I think in chemistry also they are demos, or maybe not. But what's the important thing compared to other things, that for example, my course on the first demo, there was 366 people who returned the exercises, and I can look all the people who have returned the exercises, how many they have returned, how many points they got, and then I can look all the experiments what they have done. For example, this student have made two experiments, but this student, for example, this student has made 38 experiments before she is on the correct answer, or maybe not even the correct answer. His snowman doesn't have the nose on the correct place, so she still need to do something. But I can look all her answers here. That what she has changed in every trial, and that's something you don't get in normal systems. You only get the last answer, and you never know that what mistakes they have done before they get to the results. And this is that is very important knowledge for me, that I show that what's the normal way to do it wrong, that I can make lecture notes and lectures better. That's one part what we can do. Okay, I go to finished material. So that's the idea, that you can make a long lecture notes, or whatever you call this, where is theory and practicing same inside same thing. Then if you are doing a living lectures like I'm mostly doing, you can ask questions inside the lectures. Now, for example, if I'm asking you that is it easy to make e-material, and now you can answer to my question. It doesn't matter what you answer. The most important thing is that you can answer, and then you must press some button there to send it. So two people have said that making e-material is easy. I don't believe it, because to me it's very hard to make e-material if you don't have our system. Okay, this no answer is because I put more computers on in my room and they didn't answer to this question. So three people answered, and now I can decide that do I explain more about something, or do I continue? There are systems, also other systems to make those questionnaires, and normally you use it when you make teaching using pair instruction system. But this our system suits well for self studies, if you have good interactions there, for MOOC courses. I use them as ordinary lectures and so on, and whatever school level you can use it. Our vision is that teachers would make this material together, that if somebody has a good idea about how to teach something, he writes it and the other teacher writes some other thing. That I hope someday we have some same system than open source. We have an open teaching material, and the system is a wiki somehow, that everybody who has right to write here can go and write something and correct the system. And when you write something, you have a preview all the time that you can look what you get. For students, we have red bars and yellow bars here. The red bar means that I haven't read this yet, because the idea is that if it's so long material and you jump something and read the next thing, you can look that, oh, I have forgotten to read this one. And it's on the right side, because if you are using, for example, iPad, it's very easy to scroll by iPad and press the red away. And the yellow means that I have already read this one, but somebody has changed it after I have read this. Because in normal material it's so that it's it's getting better and better all the time. So you are changing the material, and if the student read the wrong thing, he sees that now it's written better. Okay, I showed you the examples about how to write programs. I don't take it anymore. For example,
So now it's writing in one computer language, or how many, like the code?
This one?
Yeah.
As many as you want. Every programming language is possible what you can compile from command line.
Okay.
We have about 10 now, and JavaScript. For JavaScript, this is much faster to see what happens, because you don't need to compile it. It happens directly. But this is just for my subject. For example, my subject, one interesting thing is, for example, when we teach arrays, if we need to make a program that that you must turn upper side this array clip.
Mm.
So if you try to do it now, if you put 2 here, what happens? You lose 55. So this, you can't start it. So before you start, you must make an extra variable, and then you can move this there, this there, and this there. Now how you have flipped the ends of the array, and what's the best, it writes to the code all the time. So you can make a program that flips the array before you know anything about programming, just by doing this.
Mm.
And now you have a ready-made program. So you can learn the syntax just following what happens when you do something. If you are teaching languages like Swedish, you can make something that you must arrange words to the correct Pappapurde spela. Yeah. And you get a feedback if you don't get it correctly. And of course you can make a text that you read and make questions about the text you read, something like that. You can make things where you make some correlation about things that it draws you a picture same time when you write something. For Finnish poetry, you can take Kalevala and check if what you have written is correct in Kalevala note, and if it's not, you get a note. In history, you may have something that you must put things to correct order and get feedback what's wrong. For example, in history, in and other sciences, you may have questions that put those cities to the correct place, or maybe whatever picture you have something and you put things correctly. Maybe in chemistry you may have a periodic table where you have holes where you need to put something to the correct place or something like that. One thing is that you may have videos, and then you must write what level the children are there, and whatever, it's just in your imagination what you can do. You can write full mathematics here, because tech is behind this. You can write everything, you can write with LaTeX. You can make questions where you have mathematical forms. You can teach students to write mathematics, that it writes it same time you do it. You can ask students to draw, for example, uncontinuous function, and then look what they did, or whatever you want to ask them to draw. You can have symbolic math, that you write some function and ask to make a derivative of the function, and so on, and you get a result in quite good printed form. In lower level, you may ask people to make a correct calculation here. You may practice, for example, how to use sulkuja. That what happens if you forget those and try to teach people that what it means. In statistics, you may have some material, and then you can ask it to calculate, for example, variation, and mean values. You may ask it to draw histograms. Chemistry people make a system where you can put something to the liquid and follow what happens to pH when you put it extra drop there and how it changes. In electricity, you may do some circuits where you can look what happens when you push them, and there is a lot of circuits you can put there. And this is on the printed paper that what students was thinking about the system. So if you want to make a material that people want to use as where you they can read and make exercises, then this is one choice for you.
Can you make the pages public, or do you need a?
Yeah, you can choose what you want.
Okay.
But I have made so that if you have interactions, then it's not public normally, because for example, the programs you can write the loop forever.
Mm.
And if you want to crash our system, you can put loop forever for every exercise, and then we lose all the computer time. So then I want what they are signed in, that we can follow that who we deny if they are ugly. But you can decide. And for the normal questionnaires, it's not a problem. Something like this, that we can make a totally anonymous lecture notes that have this kind of questions. It's not a problem.
Mm.
But if there is programs, then I don't want to put it, because there's a small chance to be behave. We don't want them behave. For music, I don't have an idea what you can use, but I think if you have ideas, we can help you to bring your ideas forward. But the main idea is that theory exercises theory, that it's not just that you have theory and the exercises in a totally different place, and then you need to look where you find the theory. And for student, the idea is for the teacher, the idea is that there is only one system teacher needs to use. He doesn't need to change the system all the time. Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking in our department we do a lot of research where we have people listen to music and they have to do some rating, like how expressive was the music.
Yeah.
And they're like online surveys we make.
Yeah. For example, like this, like here, if you are playing music here, then you can have questions like this.
Yeah.
And when they feel something, they answer something. We may make an experiment with the Spanish researcher that he's researching how people feel in cinema. That it's almost what you said, that then if you are interested about that, then we may combine those two things. Just in this exact moment, the problem is that you must ask this question, and maybe in the cinema system it must be so that whatever moment you want to answer, you can answer.
Yeah.
That may, we may need to change it a little bit as an option that the teacher can choose what, when the questions are coming. But we have the techniques to do those things.
Yeah. But to make my own material, how do I start?
How do you start that? I have time to continue, but I stopped the recording.